Rabbeinu Masechta Masechta Ma'aseros Perek Aleph Mishnah Aleph Klal Amud Ma'aseros Learning Lila Nishmas Rabbeinu El Yakim Chayim Bar Simcha. The Mishnah begins Klal Amud Ma'aseros Kol Shoichel, anything which is a food, the Nishmar, and it's guarded. What does it mean that it's guarded? Guarded means Lamuti Hefker. It's not Hefker. Okay, the Shmira. Okay, it's Hefker. The Nishmar V'Gidulim always goes from the earth. Lafuke Mushrooms. Mushrooms and truffles do not grow from the earth, they grow from the ear. It's not hefker.
It's not hefker, but
gedulah. The gedulah goes with lafuke, mushrooms. Chayu b'mashet mafesh mashos. The oid klal acher, amu, they said another klal. Kol shetchilas v'eichel v'sevechel. The beginning is food, the end is food, like vegetables. As soon as they come into the earth, they're right to eat, and when it starts out its food, even though what does that mean? Even though you're guarding it, you chayiv on it, whether it's small or whether it's large. So here's the picture. He shows you the picture. I mean, the picture. What's he? It's not yet finished. Right now, when it comes out of the ground, if you want, you can cut it right now and you can eat it. It's edible right now. If you let it sit in the ground for another month, it'll be edible. And adarab, you don't want to touch now because you're going to lose money. If you sell mature vegetables, you make more money. So therefore, I want to leave it there. So the rule is, if you happen to harvest it prematurely, you're still chayav to mafish shumas maestras. In other words, you may be misled to believe that if it's not yet fully ripened and you harvest it prematurely, you potter for maestra.
So basically, what's going on?
Kosher tchilas. Right now, it's tchilas.
Eichel,
Achel. Kol shetchilas Eichel. This is Eichel, right?
Yeah.
The safe Eichel. And when it will mature, it will also be food. Sometimes you have something that's only edible when it's young. When it gets old, then it's not edible anymore. You have such a metzias. You have to eat. I don't know. There are certain vegetables that are only fit to consumption when they're fresh. Well, if you let them sit in the ground, become hard, they turn into bark, into trees.
With the saplings.
Like the saplings. Then they're edible, like I think, like a palm trees. Like palms. You have them in the Gemara.
Lots of palms?
Maybe. You have them in the Gemara every so often. You have these, like these palm, little palm trees. They're only edible when they are young. When they get a little bit bigger, they become hard. And they're not edible anymore. So here it's Tchilas Eichel.
The Sefer
Eichel. Af al pi shu shaymrei. It means that when it gets mature,
anything that when it's young you can eat, and when it's older you can eat. Af al pi shu
shaymrei l'chaysef Eichel. Even though you're shaymrei.
What does that mean?
That you're waiting. You don't want to touch it now. Right now it grew.
Even though you're not eating
because
you could.
You could, right? Chayiv katan v'gadol. Let's say it's not edible.
Fine.
Good. Next Mishnah base. We're going to do the whole Mishnah. May Messiah peiros chayiv v'smas. One peiros chayiv. One peiros chayiv v'smas. Hat enim figs. Figs mishayavchilu. Mishayavchilu is your picture. Figs mishayavchilu. What does it mean? Mishayavchilu. It means tchilas mishulam. Look, this. I'm telling you. You only need to come on to this when you don't know what it says here. I'm telling you, the Rav, have faith in the Rav. The Rav is the Rav. You gotta have faith in him, I'm telling you.
Happy.
His koyach is noyed of oyim.
I like when you say it. Put your eyes in that thing. What's that?
Oh, batteries are dying. What am I gonna do?
Nobody listens to it anyway.
The Amos HaPeros Chayavos the Masros. One of the Chayav Masros. One of the Chayav Masros. The Hatayinim Mishayavchilu. What's Mishayavchilu mean?
Say it, yeah.
Techilas Bishumim Kar Beichel. When they begin to blossom, ripen, it's called a Beichel. A Beichel. V'dugma lezu techilas imehana. And the Urim Kri Isha Kri Beichel. When a woman, you ever know this? When a woman, she's a young woman, it's called a Beichel. It's a Bachor and a Beichel. Do you know that? The Beichel. When their heads become white, when the head of these things begin to turn white, that's a sign that they have begun to ripen.
What?
The top of these vegetables. These vegetables of figs. When they begin to ripen, that's the time when it's chayav ma'aser, which means they become white. Hanavim, grapes, v'ho avoshim. These are a certain type of inferior quality grapes. This is the pasuk in Yeshaya. They became bushim, meaning inferior quality grapes.
Grapes and inferior grapes.
Mishehiv ishu. When shenespashtu kol kach ad shehatzonim shebefnim nir mechutz mitoch haklipa, they ripen to the degree where the pits inside can be seen on the outside mitoch haklipa from the shell. The eshkol sheyesh boi garger echad shegiya l'shir zeh ha'hu ha'avikul l'chivul l'masros. So a cluster, one cluster sheyesh. Even if you have a cluster, even one grape has reached this shear, when you can see the pit from the outside, it's ripened to such a degree that it sees. So when it ripens, somehow you can see the pit busting out of the skin.
Okay.
So at that moment in time, have kulu chibul maisros, the entire cluster is chayven maiser. So there we are about grapes and avoshim, inferior quality grapes, mishehiv ishu, they're chayiv in maiser. When they've reached this moment in time, when shnespashtu kol kach ad shehachartzonim shebefnim nidim mibuchutz mitoch haklipa, that's what it says. Want to see over here? Maybe what it's over here. A little bit further, beor. You know what this means? It says over here, mishehiv ishu, mishehiv shilu kol kach ad shehachartzonim nidim mibuchutz mitoch hazok. Same exact thing. When the pits can be seen through the skin. It's exactly what it said word for word over there. Okay, so when you have a cluster of grapes, and one of the grapes has developed to the point where you can see through the skin, the pit, you're chayv in maaser. Ha'oig. What is
when you can see the pit
through the
skin.
Oig. Oig ve'ha tusim. What is oig? Oig is ilan adumim. It's a tree who has red fruit. Okay, v'kol they call v'laz oig, it means a tree with red fruit. Ve'ha tusim. Tusim is, okay, I don't know, a certain type of tree.
No.
He wants to look up all these things.
I don't want to say tusim
doesn't say what it is. It's a certain type of tree. Okay, ha'oig v'ha'tusim. Ilan sheperosav adum rukhoyim lefine v'ha'tusim be'arvid kovlas fine v'ha'tusim mishe yadimu, when they turn red. All of the red fruit when they be turned red. Okay, then you just give me a simonim next. So we want to pomegranates, Misha Yismasu, 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 Misha Yism Mishayimasu. When it becomes soft, here you have a picture of Yimishimasu. Mishigia perida achas min arimon lumata sheichol l'smaech nasa kol arimon oichol. Take one seed. There are 613 of these guys inside of here. Look at that crown. Like that crown?
Yep.
When one of those seeds inside of you becomes so soft where you can crush it, you can crush it, that's already means that the pomegranate is not chayv maestros. Misha Yimasu. Good. Hatmonim dates. Mishayatilus saw. What does that mean? Mishayiftechu kishir sheyesh boi sadakim. It develops to the point where there are cracks. Yeast. One is something called sar is you had it. That's a gemara. One is chayiv yeast. When the cracks develop in the dough.
Uh-huh.
When cracks develop in the dough, mishiatilu sar, ho afar sekim peaches, mishiatilu gidim means what? Kishemaschilim lespashel nimbohem kimin gidim adumim. Sinews, red sinews develop in the peaches. Hayagoyzim not mishialu migura, what's a migura? When the food separates from the shell, when you can see that the food, when there's a separation between the shell and the pit and the seed, like cashew nuts, when the nut begins, when you can already detect a separation between the two, that's already a sign that it's chayv in meiser. Next, so this is like a storage. When the shell begins to serve as a storage container for the food inside. Yechayv Meiser, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Hagoyzim Hashkedim Yishayasu Klipa in the earlier state. Haklipa Hatachtoin Hasmucha Loichel. No, it's a later state. Haklipa Hatachtoin Hasmucha Loichel. The klipa when it's near the food, the Inan Nasas Elacha Gemar Bishlapri, the Inan Loch Rabbi Yehuda. It seems he's saying it's a later state. What is it over here? He a klipa hakdaka. Okay, he makes the pnimis hadvukal oichel. That's the later. It seems like some of the later statement time.
Okay, I think we have to chazer this list.
Chazer the Mishnah.
Chazer it tomorrow.
No, it's chazer right now.
Memus
aperes chayavus b'maischos.
Fig
mishiav chida when they one turns white. Hanav avashim grapes and inferior grapes.
Mishiavisha when the you can see the see through the skin. Ha'oyga tutin.
They are tusim. Mishay, I think when they become different types of fruits, I don't know what it is, it doesn't say what it is.
Yeah.
Elon, Shapiros, a certain type, maybe it's some type of red fruit.
Doesn't
say anything over there. Mishay, I think when it becomes red. The cholachodim, all the red fruits, Mishay, all fruits.
You said red fruit.
No, that's oig, and hatusim when they become red. The cholachodim, all of the red food, Mishay, when they become red. Okay, harimoidim pomegranates, mishayimasu, when the seed inside the pomegranate becomes soft, you can crush it. Hatamorim, dates, mishayatilu sar, cracks. Yeah?
They get cracks?
Cracks. Sar is yeast, when does dough become chametz? For low year, ilchasar. When you see cracks in the dough. So here we're borrowing that term, it means we come when there are cracks. Hafarsikim peaches, mishiatilu gidim when they are streaks. There are red streaks. Hagoizim nuts, mishiyasu migu when there's a separation between the food part and the shell. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, you have to have the inner shell. There's an inner klipa, two klipas. There's an outer klipa and an inner klipa. Okay, Rabbi Yehuda mer mehagoizim hashkedim mishiyasu klipa, the inner klipa.
I get this klipas now.
There are two klipas. There's an outer klipa and an inner klipa. According to the Tanakhama, it's the outer klipa. The outer klipa. Megura means when the outer klipa forms.
Yeah.
And according to Rabbi Yehuda, mehagoizim hashkedim mishiyasu klipa, the inner klipa forms. There's an inner klipa and an outer klipa.
An inner and an outer.
Okay, so we did this, we're good. We're up to Mishnah Gimel. You like this?
I love Torah.